My name is Margaret Gartland from Vive Healthcare in Durham, North Carolina. On behalf of my co-authors, I would like to present data on phenotypic susceptibility to N6LS and correlations with demographic variables and virologic response in the Phase 2a Banner study. N6LS is a broadly neutralizing CD4 binding site antibody being developed as a long-acting treatment for HIV. N6LS was well tolerated and demonstrated direct antiviral activity that correlated with exposure when given as a single infusion in the proof of concept Banner study. As pretreatment viral susceptibility testing may guide N6LS use, we examined phenotypic sensitivity to N6LS in viral RNA and proviral DNA before and after N6LS monotherapy and in proviral DNA before and after 48 weeks of standard of care ART. The Banner study assessed N6LS safety, PK, and antiviral activity in treatment-naive adults with HIV. N6LS was evaluated during monotherapy after a single IV or subcutaneous infusion across a range of doses, followed by 48 weeks of standard of care ART. There were no screening criteria based on antibody sensitivity, which was determined retrospectively using the PhenoSense MAB assay. 62 participants enrolled in Banner, and a broad range of pretreatment viral RNA sensitivity to N6LS was observed, with IC90 values ranging from 0.09 to greater than 50 micrograms per mil, and as shown in Figure 2, 81% of participants had N6LS IC90 value less than or equal to 2 micrograms per mil and maximum percent inhibition greater than 98% at baseline. No association between baseline phenotypic sensitivity and age, sex, race, subtype, or CDC classification was observed, and in all exposure response models, in vitro phenotypic IC90 value was consistently the most strongly correlated with N6LS exposure achieving half maximal effect compared with IC50, IC80, or IC95, as shown in Table 2. And as shown in Figure 3, weak to moderate correlations were observed between lower N6LS IC90 at baseline and greater maximum viral load decline and longer time to viral rebound. Figure 4 shows an evolution of virus from baseline day 1 to standard of care initiation towards reduced sensitivity to N6LS in RNA and proviral DNA. However, for proviral DNA, no further evolution to decrease sensitivity was observed from SOC initiation to SOC plus 48 weeks. IC90 values between plasma viral RNA and proviral DNA were well correlated at baseline and at SOC initiation, and between proviral DNA before and after 48 weeks of SOC ART, as shown in Figure 5. In conclusion, baseline N6LS viral sensitivity correlated with magnitude and duration of antiviral response, which was related to dose and resulting N6LS exposure. During monotherapy, an evolution of virus toward decreased sensitivity to N6LS was observed in both plasma viral RNA and proviral DNA. However, no further evolution to decrease sensitivity was observed in proviral DNA over 48 weeks of suppressive ART, with a trend toward reversion to baseline sensitivity. Please refer to the poster for a comprehensive presentation of findings, and please feel free to post questions to the Congress portal or email at margaret.j.gartland@vivehealthcare.com. Thank you for your attention.